This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and ThisPipeLife.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing great. It's been a stressful day, man. Like, hey, I mean, computer problems. Like,
oh, dude.
Yeah, tons of inventory came in today. Like, things are bumping around the old pipe shop. And, man, it's funny, though. I'm actually sitting here smoking a cigar.
I know.
This is only the second time I've done this on the history of Country Squire Radio.
Yeah, you're smoking a cigar with a very nice-looking band on it.
I'm smoking a cigar with a band on it. The band is actually, it's actually the Squire's logo, because this is the first time we have ever gotten Squire House cigars.
Oh!
It's really exciting, man. I'm so fired up. We actually had a really talented blender, Francisco Almonte, formerly of LFD, Arturo Fuente, and now with DBL Cigars. He blended these especially for us, and we've got our logo on there. I wish I could show it to you on air. I'm sure there's no way you can see that.
Yeah, probably didn't even turn up.
But anyway, it's really cool. We've got them in several different wrappers, and I've been so excited about this for days now, and we've been kind of teasing it out over the past month.
Is it just that blend, or do you have a couple of different?
Yeah, so there's actually three different blends. We've got a Connecticut, a Maduro, and an Ecuadorian Sumatra. The Sumatra is actually going to be the strongest. It's kind of interesting. It's got none of these cigars are particularly mild. They're all relatively medium to full bodied. So anyway, we're just really excited about them. I was stoked, and I just felt like it was appropriate to smoke one on air.
No, man, it's good. You got a lot of good inventory. It's looking looking nice. When you mentioned that it was kind of a house house cigar, my eyes immediately went over to the tobacco leaves that are hanging up above the lounge. I was like, did he finally use those?
Didn't use those, did you? Yeah. So if you've ever been to our shop, there's these crusty old tobacco leaves. We actually had a customer a few years ago that gifted us a couple of tobacco plants. It's the same burley that they use in making Perique. And so he gifted this to us. I actually grew it outside the shop here in these two planters out there. And then once they kind of peaked, I harvested the leaves and then hung them here in the shop and watched them turn and have just watched them turn since then. And they've aged, and now, you know, they've spent the past several years collecting dust and smoke particles and probably cobwebs and, you know, all kinds of fun little viruses and stuff. And I can assure you that none of those delicious protein laden ingredients were used in the making of of Country Squire cigars. I can assure you that.
Yeah, that's I think that's good, man. I think that's good. Well, hey, before we get into the news, the meat and the potatoes of this evening, I wanted to share something with you guys. It's a bit of a personal thing, but this weekend we had and I apologize for kind of bringing us down here for just a second, but this weekend my family just experienced a very kind of tragic and sudden loss of my uncle, I got a phone call very late on Saturday night that he very unexpectedly passed. And I wanted to mention him on the show because he was very much an inspiration for me. He was always very lively, very energetic, somebody who had an instant connection with almost anybody he met. But he's also got some kind of a unique connection to this show, which is when we did our New Orleans podcast. He actually showed up for that. In fact, he is the only family member who has ever actually come to any podcast.
To a live show.
I've ever done. That's right.
Yeah. And, for both of us, actually.
That's right. That's right. Well, the crazy thing is, man, everybody else was kind of sitting at their smoking tables and everything else, and he just like pulled up a chair and like sat right there as if he was at the table with us. You couldn't see him on the camera, but like he was right there to the side.
He was all in. Yeah.
And, just had a big goofy grin on his face. You could just tell he was proud. And anyway, I was thinking about that the other day. And I wanted to kind of, to some extent, dedicate this episode to him and just share that with you guys that the earth is just the world's just a little bit less bright because, man, he was one of the good ones.
What was his first name, Bo?
Barrett Benton.
Okay. Yeah. Barrett, so, we dedicate the show to you and your family. And man, if you're a person of faith and if you've listened long enough to Country Squire Radio, you know that Bo and I are are, as flawed as we are, but we asked maybe you toss a few prayers up for Barrett's family.
Definitely for the family. He was also a strong man of faith as well. We know exactly where he is, and so
it's great.
But you know, that being said, we also had experienced a lot of great joy last week as well. You know, I mentioned on the show we celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary in Anaheim, California.
I can't believe anyone's put up with you for more than 8 or 9.
I mean, like, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you put up with Bo York for the last 10 years. What are you going to do? I'm going to Disneyland.
I had enough trouble with 4, you know?
That's right.
200 episodes was enough, I'm just saying.
No, but we had a blast, man. Went up to Disneyland. I got a chance to speak at Podcast Movement and talk with some really amazing people that are doing some great things in the industry. And just a lot of fun. Sunny California, man. You can't beat that weather.
That's
out there.
Really nice. I hope y'all had a good time, man. I really do. There's so many things going on around the country right now. Gosh, we could go on and on. But I also want to mention folks in Houston, Texas as well. We've got several listeners down there just in that kind of Texas Gulf area from, you know, Houston, Beaumont, all the way down to Brownsville there. And, you know, specifically my aunt and uncle, actually. My aunt who lives in Katy, Texas, her house is full of water right now. And
of course.
You know, it's just a really interesting time for the state of Texas, and we have a lot of folks in Austin. Obviously, there are listeners that I think have kind of pitched in to help some of the folks in the Gulf there. So, anyway, a lot going on.
Shout out also, obviously, to listener of the show out in Houston. I'm blanking on this, but he tweeted into the show.
Yeah,
as I frantically try to pull it up. You guys are sending in the live feedback tonight. Very fast.
I know, right?
Active.
Yeah.
But no, shout out, of course, to Eric, who's out in Houston.
Eric came to visit us, on our 200th episode.
That's right, that's right.
Absolutely.
And so, of course, he's out in Houston. He actually tweeted a picture in from the grocery store. He's in a long line. He said, I hope I can get through this line to tune in tonight.
That's right, man. Shoot. The most important thing is that you got bread and fresh water.
That's right.
But other than that, the lowest thing on the totem pole is for sustenance and mental stability is Country Squire Radio.
That's right. And he just tweeted in. And said he said he's still dry, so he's doing
good.
All right.
That's what we want to hear, man. Absolutely. That's what we want to hear. So, man, so good.
You know, beyond that, of course, in the pipe world, we've got some big events coming up. Of course,
we really do. There's a lot going on
right around the corner. We have got the Texas Pipe Show.
Speaking of Texas, it's so exciting. It's going to be in Fort Worth. We're going to be at Pop Safari Room, and October 7th is the day. It's a one-day show, big event. We'll have folks from all over the country there. Pipe carvers, artisans, blenders, you know, pipe manufacturers will be there. I mean, this is not just a kind of a local regional thing. Some of the big boys are coming in town. And so if you're in a day's driving distance or maybe a couple days and want to come stay the night, have fun in the DFW area, this is going to be a really good opportunity.
It's going to be so much.
It's going to be a blast.
We need to like put something on the books, but I mean, the night of the pipe show, like after the pipe show, we're all going to go out. I mean, is that a safe bet?
I can't imagine we don't.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
We're all going to be in Fort Worth.
Fort Worth is cool. Have you been before?
Yeah, of course. Like it's just stockyards. It's like Dallas is a lot more southern, and Fort Worth is western. Like
oh, that, interesting.
There's a difference there.
Oh, so literally the pew-pew get on little doggies,
that's what I'm saying. Like, and again, from someone who has lived outside of Texas for several years now, my experience...
You still claim it.
I still claim it. My experience is that Dallas feels much more southern, so like... You know, big hair, lots of flashy, lots of Republicans. Just real, like, kind of, you know, just real. It's just real sort of sweet tea and who's your daddy and you know all that kind of stuff.
Bring your ma and them.
Bring my ma and all that stuff. And then you know, Fort Worth is a little more like the Wild West. You know, it's just it's just got a more rustic. You know, it's a cattle town. I mean, this is a place where. You know, the stockyards are a really important part of their culture and all that other stuff.
Man,
so I don't know. I just think it's a fun town.
So we're going cow tipping is what you're telling me.
No, that's we do that in Mississippi, right?
That's a good point.
In Texas, they don't tip cows. They just, you know, make steaks out of them.
Right. Let's do that. Not the making. Let's do the eating of
Let's
the
do
steaks.
The consuming.
That's
right.
What we'll do. We got to figure out what is the best steakhouse in Fort Worth, and we'll have the Country Squire Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
That needs to happen.
We should have a poll.
Oh, that
someone
we should.
Knows that. Someone yeah. knows what's the best steakhouse in Fort Worth.
All right, so
that's reasonable.
It's up to you. It is up to you, dear listener. If you are a steak aficionado out in the Fort Worth area, you know somebody who is. Send in those suggestions because that will be the determination.
That's
of
right.
Where we go to steak it up, pipe it up, and drink it up. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's right.
Of course, afterwards we've got some happenings back here in the hometown as well.
That's right. That's right. Jackson Pipe Night, which we're really excited about, is on October 28th. Of course, we do that every year. It includes our slow smoke competition, live music, food, libations, all that other stuff. It's just always a really, really great time. We'll do a lot of door prizes and stuff like that. Tickets will go on sale for that very soon. And we'll also announce the blend for the slow smoke competition very soon. So if you are in the Jackson metro area, you can actually come by and get some of the long smoke, slow smoke tobacco to actually practice with. If you're outside of the metro area and buy a ticket, we'll be glad to send you some just so you can kind of practice and all that with that tobacco if you're planning on making it down. So anyway, we're really thrilled about this. I just think it's going to be a lot of fun and it's always a good time.
And from time to time, these slow smoke tobacco, I mean, like, you know, it's a camaraderie. It's a lot of fun to see everybody and, some friendly competition that comes from it. But from your side of the tobacconist counter, it's also kind of a nice chance to do some field testing on something that you've got in the
works.
Maybe
some new blends.
Do you think that, I know that other long smoke pipe blend or tobacco blends have kind of gone on to kind of find their way on the shelf. Do you think that this one might be a contender?
I'm not sure yet. You know, it's something, honestly, I haven't really gotten off the drawing board. You know, it's there. There's kind of a nebulous. With a slow smoke blend, you've kind of got. And we're also, I was honored enough, obviously, to be the person selected to do the blend for the Texas Pipe Show as well. And so, you've got a lot of balancing here, right? So you've got a ton of aromatic smokers, a ton of non-aromatic smokers. You want something that burns real evenly. Mm-hmm. But, if this is a person that only smokes English blends, what are they going to... We don't want to give them the most syrupy cherry blend out there, right? But at the same time, if you're an aromatic smoker, you don't want to... smoke something that tastes like you're puffing on pine straw. So, I mean, there's this really interesting balance that you kind of have to bring to the table with a slow smoke blend. And so, it's interesting. Of course, 2 years ago, Green Dragon was the slow smoke blend here at the Country Squire. It wasn't named Green Dragon at the time, but eventually got named that. Fortunately,
the most controversial name.
Fortunately or unfortunately, right. And people come in, they're like, man, I love that Green Dragon. It's so good. But, it's funny. You just never know where it's going to go. But these blends could become house favorites at the Squire. Or they could be relegated to the dustbin of history.
So, oh man, well,
and maybe should be. I don't know, or the whatever jar.
One way or the other, it's going to be a lot of fun, and hope to see some of you there. And by the way, if it's your first time visiting the Squire for that event, come up, say hey, let us know up front that you listen to the show. It's kind of whenever I meet a listener, it's always kind of nice for them to kind of identify that up front.
Absolutely.
It's like, well, if you listen, then you know me better than someone who's just kind of coming up to meet me for the first time, and we can kind of relate to each other in a different kind of way.
Yep.
And so, don't be shy about it.
If you are in the Southeast or in, anywhere that's kind of in driving distance, you feel like taking a trip and maybe you're on your way to somewhere else, but want to swing through Jackson on that 28th of October for this, we would certainly love to have you. So stay tuned for more details on that. Speaking of kind of folks coming through town, we've also had a few pipe pilgrimages lately, and I've been so bad about posting some of this stuff because we have so many just incredibly gracious folks that have taken hundreds of miles, literally, out of their vacations or travels to come see our little shop. And so, I want to mention Craig Bashford. Craig is all the way from Salem, Oregon.
Ooh, and that's where they had the witch trials.
It is not, but
fact. That's my bad.
Yeah, these are facts. I think that was several thousand miles away in another Salem, but Craig came down here with his friend Donna, and they just had a really good time here at the Squire. Did some shopping, and we kind of got to compare notes about tobaccos and different pipes and all that stuff. It was just really really special. They were on kind of a cross-country trip, which was a lot of fun. So,
all right.
Also, And I'm very pleased to announce that our own Squire Club member, Jason Knaff, came by this 2 days ago on Saturday. And,
what?
And Jason, man, it was just so exciting to see Jason. I've met Jason in person one other time. I met Jason in Chicago. I guess it's been 2 years ago now. But man, Jason's just such a good friend. He's one of these people that you, when you meet with someone, you just immediately connect with them and feel like there's a camaraderie that, you know, and just a mutual interest and spirit and demeanor and all that stuff. And anyway, he brought, it was really great. Jason has is one male in a family full of females, and he had
I can relate with that.
Yeah, he except he walked in with six little girls and his wife.
Never mind, I can't relate with that.
And
you
I mean,
got me beat, sir.
There was there were a lot of little Knaff females in this shop, and it was really cool to see them just kind of looking around, and then of course Jason. So, but it was good to reconnect with him, and we're so glad that you got to come over, brother.
Man, that is awesome. Well, hey, you know, whenever you make your trip into town, send up a flare, man. I would have loved to come by. And
I know,
see,
right? Well, I mean, you were out of town.
Nah, yeah, I guess it was, but still, even still. But one way or the other, love seeing those, especially, by the way, club members, those of you who have joined the club but have not yet joined the online Facebook group, message in. We've got a post on the Patreon account to let you know how to jump directly into the Facebook group. But if you're still having trouble, just let me know, and I'll send you the link, and we'll get you set up. But one way or the other, if you haven't joined the club, be sure to do it. CountrySquireRadio.com is the place. Click on Join the Club. All the information is there. But, man, we have got to jump into the show tonight because we're already running late.
Because we're late.
We are. Look, last week we talked about kind of teeing up what we were going to be discussing tonight. And it all comes from what was originally a sketch on a show called Robot Chicken some years ago. And I ran through it last week, but
this is so convoluted.
We're up in the ante this week because basically what we've got is our post-production producer, Mike, has actually pulled the audio from this Adult Swim clip or from this Robot Chicken clip. And so you'll be able to hear very specifically. Just close your eyes and in your mind, paint the picture of the world in which super celebrity Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox, they an alternate reality where they broke up, one to become a pipe salesman, the other to become a shipping company, and here is what happens.
Hello! Welcome to my pipe store, sir.
Hey, you're the white rap kid from 90210. You're Brian Austin Green, right?
Well, I used to be an actor, but now I'm following my true love. Pipes!
Oh, yeah. Now that sign makes a lot more sense.
Now, can I help you find a pipe?
Say, didn't you used to date Megan Fox?
That was a long time ago.
What happened?
I told you, man. Pipes are my one true love.
I need a box to ship some antiques.
I'm sure I can help you with that.
Hey, you're Megan Fox, the actress.
Former actress. Boxes are my life now.
Didn't you used to date that Austin Greenbrier or whoever?
Brian Austin Green, yeah. But these days, boxes are my one true love.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have any boxes that would fit my heart?
Well, I know when I'm a third wheel.
You mean all this time you were running bagpipes next door?
You're the owner of Fox's boxes?
I guess that some things are just meant to be.
And together, they formed the most successful pipe shipping company in the United States. Yeah, well, that ends the 46th and final season of Masterpiece Theater. I'm not sure what I'll do with my career in the months and years to come, but I can guarantee you I won't be bookending tales about Brian Austin Green running a f***ing pipe store.
So there you go.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't familiar of this until you kind of, you know, pointed it in my direction. And still, you know, as everyone knows, if you've listened to Country Squire Radio long enough, you know that I'm very ignorant of pop culture. Extremely.
No.
I'm the person that, like, okay, you have this conversation and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then as soon as you leave, I'm like Googling these people.
Yeah, trying to figure out who they
are. Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. They're so, oh, Brian, he's a pipe smoker, you know, ships pipes and all this. So, but you know, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool.
So that's the thing. So this sketch happened some time ago. The reason it was brought to my attention, of course, Brian Austin Green has a podcast called Bag, B-A-G, or In the Bag, or With Brian Austin Green. That's what it's called.
Sure.
And so it's
Brian Austin Green was actually I'd recently learned he was on 90210.
He was a big part of 90210. That that kind of launched his career.
Of course,
career.
Megan Fox.
She's Megan Fox.
Just Megan Fox.
She's Megan Fox.
She's a model and an actress and
she's Fox. Megan Fox.
She's a Fox.
Yeah. From her acclaimed work on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and other films. But no. But Megan and Brian, a lovely married couple. Brian has a podcast. His producer is a friend of mine of that show, and so one thing led to the other, and we have got an opportunity to gift Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox two pipes from Country Squire Radio.
Yeah, no,
this
that's right.
Which is extremely exciting. Nothing like this has ever been done.
That's right.
In podcasting or the pipe world, but we are going to make it happen on the show, and you guys are going to help us. We put the call out because we ended up in an interesting situation.
Yeah.
Which is, how do you buy pipes? How do you pick pipes for a couple?
For a couple.
Like, we've talked about this before in terms of like buying pipes for a friend or for a loved one, and how do you kind of go through that process? You know, a lot of our Christmas episodes are all kind of dedicated to gifts and kind of prepping a gift for a particular person, or how to shop for what their needs might be. But this is two people, man.
It is.
So how do you, I guess that's the first question, right? Like how, if somebody's coming in, how do you buy a pipe for a couple?
Yeah, these are, and typically these are his and hers pipes.
His and hers pipes.
Right.
That's the approach that we're taking this week.
So what do you do with that? Yeah, and you know, it's funny, this actually comes up more often than you would think. And I see that,
really?
I see that, I guess, on my side of the counter, in a pipe shop, folks coming in and they're like, look, you know, I've got this couple friend and they're kind of quirky. They just want something different. And I'm kind of thinking about this. Or a lot of times too, it's one of the two, you know, spouses. It's someone that comes in and they're like, oh, you know, well, I just want this thing to be something that, my husband and I can share, or my wife and I can share, and just something, you know, when we, reading or whatever, we can do together, which I think is kind of fun. So anyway, it's just kind of a fascinating exploration. Like, let's talk about pipes that you buy for a couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so, you know, that's the really beauty of it. I mean, you know, with every single individual person, there's kind of an individual approach to how you give them a pipe. I mean, as you said before, it is about making a statement. There's kind of the easiness of like saying, well, we'll just get them both the exact same pipe.
Right.
But you don't necessarily want that, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, the uniqueness of picking out a set is kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of, you know, you're thinking about who these people are, what they're going to be doing. You know, are these people, are they people that actually smoke a pipe? When, you know, or is this something new for them, or is this something that, you know, they haven't, you know, they've already done before and regularly? You know, are they pipe smokers? Also, what will they be doing when they smoke their pipe? Are they going to, you know, are they going to be working in the yard? Are they going to be these folks that are probably going to, you know, read while smoking their pipe, maybe
sitting
together?
On the porch, yeah.
You know, are they going to be Netflix and chilling? I mean, what is
Netflix and chill and pipe? That needs to be a thing.
The pipe smoking and chilling.
It's a trifecta.
I'm just saying that could be, these are all good things.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, if you're married.
Well, and the sad thing of, of course, you know, you only enjoy a pipe together if you're married. That's
right.
That's
no,
the,
that's right.
That's the PCA that we were brought up in.
That's right.
But no. That is exactly right. So you've got kind of an opportunity to kind of curate some pipe sets. And, you know, with your expertise, I know you've got some great recommendations tonight. We also put out to the listeners. I tell you what, let's jump into yours.
Sure.
And then we'll go into the listeners. How about that?
I think that's good. Yes. We're going to, you know, kind of paint with broad brushstrokes here. But, you know, we do have a few recommendations. A lot of folks, particularly folks that don't smoke pipes very often, are always enamored by churchwarden pipes, right? And so if you've got, you've got two people that don't smoke a pipe really often, or maybe they've never smoked a pipe before, but they, are interested in, you know, maybe doing it or, you know, whatever. Churchwardens are awesome. When you smoke a churchwarden, even if you're a pipe smoker, if you're a churchwarden, if you're smoking a churchwarden, you're kind of saying like, okay, what we're about to do is different. This is different.
It's a different smoke.
Even if you're a pipe smoker, okay, like when you pull the churchwarden out, you're kind of saying like, okay, what this is going to be, what I'm about to do is something different. Yeah.
I mean, is it kind of like, you know, if you're a bicyclist, you jump on your bicycle and go, you got those regular bicycles, but then you've got the one with like the really big wheel and the small wheel in the back.
Yeah.
Kind of those old timey bikes.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's you're biking, but it's a different experience.
No, but you're doing
and you're
something.
Definitely making a statement.
No, that's right. You're going to make a statement.
Yeah.
You know, we always say with pipe smokers, you're making a statement anyway, but with church wardens, you're making an extra statement.
Exactly.
Right? There's just something a little more going on here. And so, you know, that for that reason, they're kind of fun. They're just fun to interact with a lot of folks. The novelty of it really shines through and that kind of thing. So, you know, two churchwarden pipes might be a nice gift. You might differentiate between, you know, a smooth and a rusticated pipe for hers and his or vice versa, which is kind of nice. Also, a lot of folks, you know, like prefer a straight churchwarden compared to a bent one. You can do things like that. One of my favorite stories of being on this side of the counter happened, I guess, about 4 years ago now. Two friends of mine, actually, they got married, and for their first Christmas together, one of them came in here and said, "Hey, look, don't tell my wife that I'm buying her this, but I want to get her churchwarden pipe and this, you know, be something fun that she can do occasionally."
Yeah.
Right. 2 days later, 2 days, she came in here completely unaware, right? So he had just come in and bought a pipe for her.
Uh-huh.
2 days later, she came in here and said, "Look, don't tell him this, like, but I want to buy him a churchwarden pipe, and this is something, you know, kind of fun that, you know, maybe he can do when he's trying to relax or something
uh-huh.
like that." So Christmas Day, I get these rapid-fire text messages. I'm talking, it's like 7:30 in the morning or something, right? You kind of have this idea, like people woke up early to open their Christmas presents or whatever. And I get this rapid fire, you know, messages from these two friends of mine, both know me, and they're like, "Oh, you think you're slick, don't you? You just sold both of us, you know, church." And they had a matching set of church warden pipes. It was really beautiful.
It was
really, really cool. They had no idea it was coming.
I just wish that one had sold their temp to get the money to pay for the pipe while the other one had sold their tobacco to pay for the gift to gift to the Magi is what I'm going
right,
for.
Right? No, I get it. Yeah, here I'm gonna go to, you know, cash out the deposit for the electrical bill so I can buy you this pipe.
Right. Something of that nature. Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious.
It was really great. So another option, which I think is really interesting. A lot of folks don't know about this pipe. It's a pipe that's kind of newer to the market, but something that I just think is a fascinating, you know, kind of quirk of the pipe market today. Savinelli has come out with a pipe that I think is very interesting. It's very novel. It's called the Desigual. And I'm probably butchering that, but it is a novel concept. This is a pipe that is customizable with these little elastic bands, which is kind of interesting. So you buy the pipe, and it comes with this set of elastic bands, and you can actually, all the bands are different colors.
Okay.
And so you can kind of accent the pipe with the colors that you want. And so it's just kind of this interesting, novel, you know, thing. You get to customize your pipe
around the bowl or around the shank.
Yeah, right where, like, if your pipe might have had like a silver band or a nickel band, something kind of decorative, or like an acrylic band. You know, it actually comes with these little elastic bands of different colors that you can kind of customize your pipe with. And so each pipe can hold three different bands at a time, which puts these really nice little rings. You could do like a, you know, variation, or, you know, all the same color or whatever. But what's nice is, you know, if you wanted to get someone two matching pipes, like, okay, this is, you know, you get the same pipe I get, we're going to have these matching pipes. Well, this is a way that you can kind of differentiate, okay, that's yours and this is mine.
Yeah.
And also maybe pick your favorite colors or something.
Yeah, well,
like
I mean,
that,
like if so. He went to LSU and she went to State.
Yeah, yeah, that's another, that's a good idea. You can do maroon and white or purple and gold or, you know, red and blue or whatever. You know, that's just something kind of fun to think about.
That's a really cool idea.
It's actually really neat. I don't know why that pipe has not taken off more, but it's just a really kind of a novel, like I said, idea that Savinelli's come up with.
Very cool.
Another pipe, you know, idea would be the Hans Christian Andersen pipe from Stanwell. Stanwell has done Hans Christian Andersen pipes now for, gosh, years and years. But the wonderful thing about this series, and I don't even know why they call them the Hans Christian Andersen pipe. I probably should have, you know, researched that. But this pipe, it's a churchwarden pipe that is convertible into a regular sized pipe. And so it comes with two stems, which is really nice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You made a gesture with your your hand that made it almost look like a
telescoping pipe.
Exactly.
Right?
Which would have been right. I went a little bug eyed there.
It's
for
definitely
a second.
Not a telescoping pipe, right? Although someone should invent that. Someone should invent that.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you put it in your pocket, you pull it out, and right. Yep. You know, and so the nice thing about this is if you bought maybe two Hans Christian Andersen pipes, you've got a pipe with a long stem and a pipe with a short stem. But, you know, if you've got two of them, then y'all can both maybe perhaps smoke long stem pipes, or you can both smoke short stem pipes, or whatever. You know, if someone's feeling like a church warden and someone's feeling like a regular sized pipe, you can kind of mix and match. So other pipes that might be nice, kind of his and hers pipes. Lorenzo, this is a brand, gosh, this is a brand that hasn't really seen much activity. I'm talking in decades, golly, but they still are around. Lorenzo pipes are still around. I've got, you know, in the Squire, of course, we're an old-fashioned historic pipe shop. We've been here a long time. And I've got trays, pipe display trays from the early 70s, right, when just pipe smoking was at its complete peak. And I've got box after box of Lorenzo trays. This is a brand that just used to be off the charts, but just, you know, in the past 20, 30 years, just hasn't really done a lot.
Huh.
But Lorenzo's still around, and they make a pipe called the Colorific series, okay? And I'm talking, these are pipes that look like if you're, you know, acid tripping stepdad, like, you know, just had a bad night kind of thing,
right,
and designed a pipe, like, this is what he would come up with.
Who did your mom remarry?
And so, no, I'm just saying, this is just something that it's fascinating,
right?
You know?
Right.
So, and these pipes are crazy. I mean, they've got all kinds of little grid lines on them, almost like it came out of what's the Saved by the Bell? What's that? What's that little diner they all went to in Saved by the Bell?
I don't recall.
It's like decorated like that.
That was very much the theme of the 90s.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah, and Lorenzo still makes these pipes, and they actually they have a pink one, or it's red, but it is very, very pink. And then they also have a blue one, so that might be an option for you as well.
I love that you're going very gimmicky on all this. I think it's appropriate.
I don't know what other direction to go.
No,
I mean,
think
that's
great.
The thing. I mean, look, with a his and hers pipe or a couple's pipe, like, you could, you know, obviously you could get matching pipes. You could get, you know, the same exact shape, but in a rusticated and a smooth version.
Right.
You know, another thing I was thinking about is you could actually do commissioned artisan pipes. You know, there's artisans all over the country that do just these amazing, amazing works. One of the artisans that we've mentioned before on the air, Scotty Purcell, she's actually a carver from the Midwest, but she uses beautiful bakelite stems. These are real colorful stems of this kind of hard plastic material. Mm. Just really, really beautiful. Bakelite is a material that's not very common anymore, but it makes a really good stem for a pipe, and just the color is really rich and just comes out. It's very striking, and so you might have someone like Scotty or someone else, you know, make a couple pipes for you that maybe one has her favorite color and one has his favorite color or something like that. So
that's good.
That's an idea as well. Other kind of easy to go to options. You've got you know, pipes that are the exact same shape, but one is bent and one is straight.
Of course,
which is kind of nice. So, you know, you think of like maybe a bent bulldog and a straight bulldog. You know, both of these are the exact same shape, but just you know, different. One's bent, one's straight. Billiards are the same way. You could do pots or, you know, any variety of shapes. And also, like we said, you know, maybe the exact same shape, period, but one's rusticated and one is smooth. Savinelli has recently discontinued a series called the Day and Night set, which is a really cool set.
And
I wish they hadn't discontinued this, but it's actually a set. One is a black pipe and one is a kind of a natural stained pipe. And so it's, you know, the idea is it's a day and night pipe set, right?
Yeah,
but again, this is something where you're buying a set of pipes. They're both, you know, kind of have matching you know, finishes and things like that, but you know, but it's meant to be a pair, and so that might be an option as well. And then finally, and this kind of gets into maybe what we'll talk about in a little bit, the corn cob pipe, right? This is what's fun, right? Because corn cobs, as we've talked about just on and on the show, you can customize so much. So maybe,
yes,
you know, maybe if one person's pipe is you know, maybe one person loves the New York Giants, and maybe the other person loves the Dallas Cowboys, and you just want to, you know, paint those pipes to look like that, or you know, Mississippi State State and Ole Miss, or you know, or you could do, I mean, obviously we could do pink and blue, or you could do purple and green, or whatever. You know, I mean, it's just on and on
all across the board. It's
just something kind of fun.
A corncob pipe can be a blank canvas. And that can be a, you know, that opens up a lot of opportunities there for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one thing that kind of came to mind, and I couldn't really find the right, you know, specific pipes for this, but it kind of ties into that day and night, is perhaps doing the exact same shape, like maybe a straight billiard, because I'm a big fan of straight billiards, but like doing like two straight billiards, the exact same shape, the exact same size, but one made of Morta and the other made of meerschaum, and kind of like
that's
wedding type of set was kind of my thought.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, I know that, you know, two combs, the sometimes Carver at Rocks
Pipe. Yeah, the former pipe carver.
Come back to, we miss you. The industry needs you. but you know, he, you know, the Rhino that I've got, which is that Morta kind of barrel.
That's right.
Style pipe. He also made a version of it out of olive wood. And so you had kind of this black.
Maybe a Morta and an olive.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Something
more
like
natural
that.
Natural color, yeah.
Kind of that
it's
contrast.
It's a nice idea. Yeah.
I really
think anything that's got a contrast,
yeah,
right? If you're
exactly.
buying a set of pipes for people, you kind of want something that, you know, it says this is a set, but one's for one and one's for the other. I don't know. I think there's something there.
You know, it's funny because I didn't start smoking a pipe till after I was married, but I thought about it several times beforehand. And, you know, if I had started smoking a pipe, I probably would have given my groomsmen all a bunch of pipes and maybe even had like a set of pipes for my groomsmen, as well as, you know, a pipe for my wife and you know, the represent kind of the bridal pipe and the groom's pipe, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah. As a retailer of pipes, I highly endorse that.
Yeah, of course, right? It's like, that's genius.
Right.
Well, good stuff. Well, hey, we've also got some great recommendations. You know, we put it out to the listeners as well to get your thoughts and hear what you guys had to say. And so, you know, we got some good stuff here. Let me pull it up. Mark VV, before jumping into this, Mark VV points out that it is kind of sad that when you do a Google search for his and hers pipes, you're getting glass pipes.
Glass pipes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what?
Right.
Why?
Well, you know, pipe smoking has just evolved. Of course, we consider our pipe smoking a different variety than other types of pipe smoking. You know, that's not a judgment statement, even though maybe it is a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, I think
everyone's got their own thing.
I think you're going to like some of these suggestions. Alex Karen says, Bings and Ginger's favorite. So kind of,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Savinelli has the Bings favorite, which we've talked about tons on the show because it's such a favorite pipe of mine. They also have the Ginger's favorite, which, you know, is similar. It's obviously very different, but similar.
And then Gene also recommends Bing for him. And then Scotty, and help me with this.
Scotty Purcell, yeah, that's actually who I mentioned earlier show. Yeah, she makes a really kind of a thin lined. It is more of a dainty pipe. I don't necessarily mean that in a feminine way, but it's something that has a lot more smaller features, thin lines. It's just they're beautiful pipes. Yeah,
and then also Dylan, you know, it's funny you say you know, kind of dainty. That's exactly the word that he uses in terms of something dainty like a prince for her, or something kind of blasted and rusticated for him, like a bulldog or Canadian shape. Possibly pick your favorite bend, depending on the budget. If JD and Bo are her paying, then we're gonna we gotta spend the dough, is what he's saying.
Right. No, that's right. Yeah. If it's a prince for her, should it be a princess?
Well, see, I thought about that. Right.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought about that back when we did the pipe, formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
That as you were talking about it, and I realized kind of the origins and everything else, but I'm like, it sounds like more of a princess pipe than a prince.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. We ought to. That might have legs on it.
Different era.
I mean, you know, there's different types. You've got the Rhodesian and the Bulldog, which we talked about.
Yeah.
And you've also got you know, the we've talked about like the Dublin versus the Yacht versus the Zulu. These are all shapes that are kind of kissing cousins, I guess, you know. But like, you've got I mean, what about the prince and the princess? I don't know, that might be a thing.
Fox,
we should invent that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you,
you should carve that. Go home tonight and carve that.
Yeah, somebody should. Fox also mentions, he said, I would go with Missouri Meerschaum Ozark Mountain Hardwood for the lady and a Country Gentleman for the fella. And Fox, I'm right there with you, because, you know, as I was thinking about this too, in terms of like, if I had to kind of identify two pipes, you know, there's so many amazing carvers out there, so many many amazing manufacturers. And, you know, I racked my brain. I kind of lined them all up. I did the deep diving research. I focus grouped. I got people in a room with one of those one-sided glass so that you can't they can't see your reaction.
I hope you didn't bill that to the Patreon account.
We'll talk about it later. no, just directly to the shop. It's fine.
Good. Okay.
but basically doing all this test. And then I thought, you know what? I know exactly where to go when you're looking for a good quality smoke, especially at an affordable price, and with some unique things that you can only do with the beautiful natural source of corn cob. And of course, I'm talking about the pipes available at Missouri Meerschaum.
No, that's exactly right. You know, I didn't see that coming at all, Beau.
No.
That was beautiful.
Completely out of left field.
That was beautiful.
Well, so this is the great thing, because I love it when we're able to do this. Of course, Missouri Meerschaum, sponsor of the show, and just very proud to have them as a sponsor, makes great pipes. And, you know, we like to have a different pipe sponsor the show. Because of the topic, I got two pipes.
That's right.
I got a his and a hers. So for the hers, we got the Huck Finn.
I love the Huck Finn. I've always said, like, if the Bing's favorite had the closest to a corncob pipe, it would be the Huck Finn from Missouri Meerschaum. It's just a very kind of elegant pipe. It's very thin line, clean lines, a smaller bowl, and the stem is very long, particularly compared to the shank there. So it's just a really really nice pipe, very very clean lines, very very dainty.
So for her, I'm saying Huck Finn.
Yeah,
and I love that, like, the Bing's favorite connection, everything, because clearly great minds think alike. We heard a lot of Bing's, although a lot of it for the gentleman. And so this is I'm twisting it up here with the Missouri Meerschaum.
No, that's right,
Huck Finn. But to kind of to pair with that for him, I have the Mark Twain.
The Mark Twain. That's
Man.
Right. That's right.
Look at that pipe. That's a
Mark Twain. It's a chunky pipe. It's something that obviously, you know, is going to have a larger bowl on it. And it's always a tapered Dublin, so that it comes in a straight and a bent variety. But
I'm a big fan of the straight pipes.
Yeah, I am too. Of course, and you know, folks know that. But the Mark Twain, it's one of the best selling Missouri Meerschaum pipes out there. Of course, large bowl, really thick walls on the Mark Twain, which I think a lot of people appreciate. It's going to smoke cool in your hand, but it's also, you know, just a more substantial pipe. It's going to be a little more statement making and all that kind of stuff. So I think they're great picks. I think they're great picks.
Man, both these are great quality pipes that you can get from Missouri Meerschaum. And hey, if you happen to have either of these pipes, actually, if you've got any two Missouri Meerschaum pipes, find your significant other, jump on the camera, take a picture, selfie it in. We'll retweet that out. It's a great way to show the folks at Missouri Meerschaum you appreciate them for supporting this show. All right.
That was great.
Man, that was fun.
That was fantastic.
I still don't know it. Well, we'll talk. We'll save that for end of show banter. But yeah. All right.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week this week comes in from Samuel A. Harris. Samuel A. Harris. He writes and he says, "What are your thoughts about pipes made out of machine aluminum? I have a few that were crafted for me and they smoked well, but I prefer the briar better." So machine made aluminum.
Yeah, interesting question here. So, okay, thinking back kind of historically, we've got metal pipes that date from the mid to late 20th century, typically the Falcon pipes, right? These are pipes. I don't think Falcons make
that's
that noise,
not right.
Anyway, I think dodos make that
they
noise.
Do that
and we are both
Salem.
Dodos, right?
They do it in Salem.
Right, in Salem, Oregon, right?
Right?
Which is not where the witch trials happened. But anyway, going on to say, you know, in the mid 20th century, late 20th century, Falcon pipes were popular. These are pipes that were metal. They had interchangeable bowls. Mm. The metal had a lot of surface area on kind of a twisted shank, and so it allowed, you know, in the idea of the smoker, the idea was that it was going to cool down more, make the smoke cooler.
The bowl was metal as well?
No, the bowl was actually interchangeable.
Okay.
And the bowl, you might have a briar bowl or you might have a Meerschaum bowl.
Got it.
Most of them are briar,
okay.
but you know, these are bowls that it was kind of a metal pipe frame, and then you swap the bowl out based on what you felt like smoking, or you know, if your bowl, you know, got worn out, you just throw it out and replace it with another one. We have a history of metal pipes in the United States anyway, and I guess these pipes were popular elsewhere, although I'm not sure. And then you know, recently Falcon pipes have been not, you know, popular or seen much for decades now, but although there are some people that really, you know, love these pipes and smoke them and collect them, but recently we've seen a lot of carvers that have put out pipes that have aluminum aluminum stems, but then the bowl itself is going to be made of a different material, be it, you know, it, well, similar to your Rhino.
Yeah, right?
So we've got, you know, the radiator pipes that are made that are, you know, lovely pipes, really unique concept. You know, folks like our friend, too, with Rocks Pipes, who's made, you know, pipes that have a briar bowl, but a aluminum stem. You know, it's funny. A lot of these pipes, you would think they smoke hot, you know, just because of the metal, but for whatever reason, they tend not to. I think most of the heat is going to be focused on whatever the bowl material is. And so, you know, I don't know. I think it's to each his own, right? That we've got some folks that their favorite pipes are, you know, are the pipes that have that, you know, whole briar and then ebonite, you know, kind of construction. And then you got folks that enjoy the ones that do have the aluminum. You know, it typically, I always think of briar smoking cooler. And I think on average, that's probably true. But, you know, if the bowl is briar, the entire bowl, not just the top, but the entire bowl is briar, and then it's got this little shank that comes out that's maybe aluminum or stainless steel, you know, I mean, you're not really putting a lot of, you know, pressure on that part of the pipe to perform, you know, in a major way. Also, the nice thing about those pipes is that, you know, there's not any, typically those don't come apart at all in that area. So
that's
there's
right,
not a stem shank junction. A lot of these pipes, even the if there is a stem on the very end that's made of ebonite or something, the stem is actually epoxied onto the aluminum. And so what that does, you never have to, basically what I'm saying is you never have to take a lot of these pipes apart ever, which means there's no, you know, little holes in there where moisture can get clogged up or anything like that. So that makes it kind of nice too. You know, I think there's just, you know, to each his own kind of thing. Aluminum pipes are probably going to be a little lighter. You know, we've had the folks from Sugay and Drew Estate, which have come out with pipes not too long ago that have had some aluminum features on them. And, you know, they're going to be a little lighter, a lot more modern looking, and you know, to each his own. I think they're certainly worth trying. You've got one, I've got a couple, and I know Nording has come out with a few recently.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of interesting. Hmm. But you know, it's something worth trying. I definitely think if it's something you don't have in your collection, it's worth checking one out, and at least having one. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's John David's thoughts on the world of aluminum.
I'll always be a briar guy. I mean, you know, I'm a traditionalist on average, right? But, I mean, you know.
I'll tell you this, though. Given the choice between briar and, like, say, Morta, I might go with Morta every single time in that option.
Morta's great. I mean, Morta has its own, you know, it's just, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's harder for a carver to deal with,
right,
and all that stuff. But I love Morta. I think Morta's awesome.
I'm going to eat more burgers than I'm going to eat steak. But at the same time, if steak's an option, I'm taking it.
Okay, that's a fair way to put it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, great question, Samuel. Thanks so much for sending that in. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, send it in show@countrysquireradio.com. Again, that's show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quickfire with the Squire.
Quickfire question. All right, man, this one comes in from Homestead Piper over at thispipelife.com. Thispipelife.com, amazing forums, online community, and more. And by the way, before we jump into the quickfire questions, let me just make note of this. If you're a member over there at thispipelife.com, if you're submitting your questions and you're wondering, why haven't they gotten to my quickfire questions?
I know, right?
We do them in the order that we get them in.
That's right.
I know that that some folks are like, you know, I sent these in like 3 weeks ago. Why haven't they done it yet? It's we got a backlog. So we've been...
3 weeks, months.
I'm telling you. Actually, I'm sure Homestead Piper is going to be hearing this and be like,
yep,
when did I write that?
I know, right?
Exactly. All right, so here we go. You ready for this?
Yep.
All right. Transformers or G.I. Joe?
You know, I'm going to go with Transformers. That kind of surprises me, but I'm going to go with Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah, without question, Transformers.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something that might get me in trouble.
We've gotten more used to doing that regularly.
Yeah, isn't that
so
weird?
So, yeah, just go for it.
All right, so
at this point, someone's going to make fun of you.
Transformers are awesome. I mean, they're cars that are robots and robots that are cars and many other things. In some instances, animals, beasts, if you will, if you were a fan of the Beast Wars in the 90s, which I was a huge fan of, that was that. G.I. Joe kind of felt a little bit like dolls for boys. Like, I could never get over the fact that G.I. Joe's looked a lot like Barbie.
Okay, yeah, you might get in trouble for that.
It's one of these things. There's this element
I get that. Yeah.
I put it in the same category, and this is really going to get me in trouble, of like wrestling. Like wrestling?
Yeah.
Like
Oh, you said wrestling.
Wrestling, man. Yeah. Well, yeah. We're down here. That's what you say down here.
Right.
But like, there was just something about it where I was just like, I don't quite get the appeal of this. But I, at the same time, I recognize that there is mass appeal in my, you know, market segment, right? Like this is supposed to like be to me as a boy, but I was like, a bunch of grown naked men like wrestling each other. Just it wasn't my thing, and I wasn't judging it.
It wasn't your thing?
I'm just saying I wasn't judging it. But it just I never really got the appeal, and it's the same thing with the G.I. Joes. Like you get him in, and it's like it's like Ken, but he's wearing army uniform, so that's why it's not like Ken.
Look, they're dressed differently. A lot of times they have weapons.
No, you got Cobra Commander, the cartoon. Now if we're talking cartoon, that's a whole different story. I was talking toys.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I think you're constantly, when I was a kid and my G.I. Joes,
G.I. Joe.
I might make these like Lego and, matchbox car kind of forts with, things going on. And, the G.I. Joes, a lot of them were missing limbs because they were abused and, or maybe they were set on fire or, the younger version of John David Cole was not very, didn't take care of his toys. very often. So I don't know. Anyway, all that to say, we're just going to go with Transformers.
Yeah, the Twitter hate is already rolling in.
It's bad.
How dare I
it's bad.
Criticize G.I. Joe. Look,
it's bad.
I get it that it's there and there's a lot of appeal for it, but no, Transformers all the way. And the other thing, of course, this being a show in which we're trying to plot out a gift that we are sending to Megan Fox, who is in the first two Transformers films.
Oh, obviously Transformers.
Obviously we're going to go Transformers. Mm-hmm. I should have just said that. Saved us a whole lot of hate mail.
I know, right?
All right. Nintendo Entertainment System, otherwise known as the NES.
Right.
Or the 64.
Oh.
I know. That is...
Oh.
Yes, that's tough.
That's awful. Why would you make me pick... That's like picking between your aunt or your uncle or something. Like, you can't do that. I don't know. I mean, I've probably got more favorites on the N64 side. I mean, I do. I have more favorites on the N64.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was more options.
Well, I mean, there were, right? And you could have four player and all that. I don't know. I'll go with N64, but doggone it. Don't make me pick between, like, grandma and great-grandma.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
Like, don't do that.
So I'll go with NES just to make sure we're balancing it out here. And I mean, a large part of that is because the NES, it was one of those eras of video games where it was what it was, which means it ages very well. Because it was forced into a style. 64, it was just the beginning of those kind of three-dimensional experiences.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You go back and, you think you loved GoldenEye, but you go back and like watch some old videos of GoldenEye, you're
dude,
like...
Dude, I tried to play GoldenEye a couple weeks ago, and I was like...
The physics are all ridiculous.
I can't even like... And I couldn't even make the stuff out. I felt like back then, in order to play it, you had to be hopped up on Kool-Aid or Capri
right.
Sun or something.
Right.
You know,
right,
I just...
Right.
I don't know. I get it. It was stuff from the past, but I'll go with N64.
Look, early days of Nintendo, and with the Switch now. By the way, big shout out to Mark VV for that. We are fans of Nintendo here. We are definitely fans of Nintendo here. Full House or Saved by the Bell?
Full House. I had a gigantic crush on Jodie.
They were only wait what
on Jodie Sweetin.
Oh, I thought you were going in a different.
Not the Olsen twins.
Well, I was just about to say that would have been inappropriate.
No, I mean, I was probably what? When did Full House even come out? But I'm just telling my.
If you have to do the math, it's creepy. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But I don't know. I had a thing for Jodie Sweetin.
Okay,
I did. She was Stephanie, the middle one.
Okay,
yeah.
All
my other friends liked the older one, DJ. But I was a Stephanie guy.
I liked how Zach had powers on Saved by the Bell. And nobody ever like...
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did. He could stop time. And nobody ever like talked about it. Like nobody... It was just kind of like this kid with superpowers. It was essentially Smallville when you really think about it in terms of this superhero in high school. But they never really went at it from that angle. It was just a superhero with unnatural abilities to stop time and all of his wild, crazy friends in Southern California.
And he had that wicked cell phone.
He did have that cell phone.
Which was really ahead of its time.
Yeah, and now it's way behind the times. So there we go. All right, well, there we go. Great great quickfire questions in from Homestead Piper. He sent in a good bit of them, so we've got some more from him next week. But hey, head over to thispipelife.com to submit your quickfire questions. You'll find it there at the forums at thispipelife.com, where when you sign up, use the code CS. CSR. It lets them know you heard about it on the show. It helps out the show when you do. Even if you are a diehard GoJo fan and you have like sitting in your room with like G.I. Joe paraphernalia, like from wall to wall as you're sitting here watching this, cursing the name of Bo York for bashing G.I. Joe. No, look, I get it. I'm the weird one. Just, I want to put that out there. I get that. I'm the weird one.
These are facts.
And there's a lot of great places to meet other people just like you and me and our love for pipes, and that's at thispipelife.com. So do that. Again, that's CSR when you sign up at thispipelife.com.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
Listener feedback this week, man. We got some great listener feedback.
We really did. Yep.
David Freeman. All right. So David gives a shout out. Got a chance to hang with him in Grand Rapids. What did David have to say?
Yeah, David said, greetings from Grand Rapids. I enjoyed the meetup and wanted to mention that our club blend this year was blended by one of our resident pipe makers, Rob E. And he said the olive wood pipe I was showing Bo is one of his pipes. So that's great. Of course, man, just had such an awesome club blend too, which we really enjoyed. Here's his page if you'd like to check out his other pipes, although I suspect you may have seen him in various pipe shows. And then, of course, they give the link there. David, we'll be sure to get that out to folks so they can see Rob's work. We just really love the club blend up there. And gosh, you know, as we've talked about before, just have so many really good friends up in that part of the world, and I was jealous that I didn't get to make it myself, but I'm hoping next year that would be
one of these. I would love that.
That would be fun.
That would be incredible. Man, we've gotten so much great live feedback here tonight. You know, we teased it out at the beginning of the show, but of course we started a little bit late due to some technical issues. And so those of you who have been tuning in live tonight, we really appreciate it. Man, I'm actually very honored because just initially I'm looking down, I'm seeing that we're actually getting a lot of support for some of my my bold decisions.
So some of your bold statements.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Brian Bates writing in saying wrestling is ballet for guys. That's all it is.
No, that's fair.
That's what he said. Eric, of course, who's in the Floodlands, he just said he will take G.I. Joe over any day, talking specifically about Dinobot from Beast Wars, who is my freaking hero on Beast Wars, man. That he is the Transformer, in my opinion.
That's awesome. Yeah. Eric also said that he actually got the Huck Finn for his wife for Christmas last year.
Love that.
Which is really cool. I like that a lot. You know, great pipe, and we just mentioned that as a good option. It got folks mentioning my Rossi shirt that I'm wearing tonight.
Yeah, Rossi, that's a beautiful shirt.
A cool shirt, man. Rossi, pipe maker for a long time. They're actually currently owned by Savinelli, and just make excellent pipes.
So I'm kind of jealous of that image. They got headphones on the dude that's smoking the pipe.
Yeah,
where'd you get that idea, Rossi?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe some kickbacks or something.
I'm just saying. Listen to Brian Levine on that shirt?
I know.
what they listening to, Rossi?
No, if it was Brian Levine inspired, it would have been like velvet, so people would have to come up and touch it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Got our friend Joshua at Redheaded MD. I'm sorry, at Redheaded MK. Says, fortunately, Green Dragon. Dragon is a fantastic blend and has a great name, which he was commenting, our goofy named Virginia blend that was our long smoke competition a couple of years ago.
Wyatt, by the way, is asking the question, what is John David's favorite college football team?
Mississippi State. Go Dogs.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah.
He was, in fact, you were treasury, when you were elected treasury of your high or your college class, is that right?
I was actually Mr. MSU.
You were, we were treasury in high school?
No,
Christina.
I've never been a treasurer.
My wife was.
Don't trust me with money.
All right. I'm getting it mixed up. Remembering facts about my wife and putting them on you. Yes, of course. You were.
I was actually Mr. MSU, and I was actually student body president at Mississippi State. And a lot of folks, you know, I'll have folks who are like, oh, you're going to go into politics and be governor on all this stuff, and now you're selling pipe tobacco.
It's the same thing.
How the heck did that happen?
Ask Haley Barber.
No, that's right. That's right. I mean, you know, it worked out for him, and I'm a lot happier than I would have been in politics. Probably my favorite tweet tonight comes from Dano. He says, if you're single, you can just buy two pipes for yourself.
Hey, there it is. I say that's the one right there. That is awesome. Well, hey, guys, we really appreciate those of you tuning in live and sending in that active listener feedback. But for those of you who are listening in delayed podcast form, we want to encourage you, head over to iTunes, write us a review. It's a great way to send feedback to the show. And it's also a great way to help support the show because it helps more people discover discover it as they're looking around for things to find. You know, hopefully this show being dedicated to pipes and pipes specifically for couples, maybe we'll bump up bump down the glass pipes and bump up the tobacco pipes.
That's what we want.
That's just part of it. But hey, you can help the support of that effort by supporting this show, heading over to CountrySquireRadio.com where you can join the club. Help us out. You get some nice benefits, some great digital goods. You get to join the online Squire Lounge, which we'd love to have you do. Go to CountrySquireRadio.com, click join the club for more information about that. You can also keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow me. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop at _CountrySquire.
And of course, you can follow the show as well at Squire Radio and tune in live on Monday nights. CountrySquireRadio.com is the place to do it. 8:30 Central Time. That is 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Would love to have you join us for a live show if you've got the time to do it. And even if we're late, we'll let you know, because we're not going to leave you hanging. we'll do our best.
Well, not leave you hanging for long.
That's right. That's right. Well, man, we've got some great suggestions
this
and from
great.
From
yeah.
listeners. You came up with some really. I'm kind of blown away by your suggestions. You did a great job.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of options out there.
I still don't know what we're going to get Brian and Megan. You know, I was thinking maybe if we do go the Missouri Meerschaum route, maybe I'll paint one of these. He was in Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, and she was in Transformers. So maybe
we could customize those.
Yeah, do some sort of custom robot looking thing, or I don't know. We'll figure something. But I kind of want to go classic, because I'm just telling you, if I've been guaranteed at least one selfie out of this. I really want a selfie with the pair, and if we could do that, I mean that's. Yeah, that'd be
clutch to go the whole way.
You get that on Instagram. So, come on,
I know.
Come on,
I know. Yeah, we're gonna do our best to just make something memorable.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're after. That's what we're after. But yeah, well, hey man, let's go have a night,
dude. See you, brother.
You've been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.